Blog Talk Radio.
Let the healing begin.
anchor my soul. Come into the light. Awaken my spirit like a candle burn bright. Awaken my higher self. Step down into me. Direct all my actions eternally.
Good evening. This show is not intended to take the place of Orthodox medicine, but to work in conjunction with it. Therefore, if you need to seek medical advice, we advise that you do so. By participating in the Blog Talk Gold Ring Healing Fountain radio show, you are implying that you give permission to receive healing from Source, the Universe, all that is, God, or whatever name you call the Supreme Being, by whichever vibration it comes on. For example, Eastern energies facilitate Reiki, etc. Or Western therapies may utilize the Christ angelic energies. This program is non-denominational, so the healing modality will vary depending on the guest speaker. All healing comes from the same source. It may just come on a different vibration, rather like tuning in to a different radio station. We ask that you join us with an open heart and mind, with a clear head, i.e. not under the influence of drink or recreational drugs.
Everyone who lives on this earth has a mission to do.
All our healers are working from a place of love and light, with the highest good of mankind and Mother Earth uppermost in heart, thought, and deed. Please relax and enjoy this co-creation. This is your time. We are in the time of now.
Angels are standing in line. They help me and you. So trust what you feel in your heart. And you'll never lose. Awaken my soul. Come into the light. Awaken my spirit. Like a candle shine bright. Awaken my
to another episode of the Gold Ring Healing Fountain. This is Jan Christie from the United Kingdom hosting and co-hosting. We have Gary Moore from the USA. Are you there, Gary?
I am here. Hello, Jen. Hello, everyone.
Yeah.
Welcome to another installment of the Healing Fountain. Mm. Here we are. And we have our wonderful special guest again, Jane Dawson, back on with us. And we'll be here. She'll be here giving her angelic readings fairly quickly. And
Well, she's going to be doing communications from spirit tonight. So calling for your communication. In fact, there are actually about six callers on the line now. But
before we
actually do that, we're going to play a lovely song by Take That. And it's called Could It Be Magic? When it decides to play. Thank you, take that. So that one could have been magic. And I think we're going to bring our Jane on right this minute.
Let's bring our Jane on right this minute. Jane, are you with us? Hello.
I've got a pellet on the shoulder.
Ladies and gentlemen, direct from Scotland.
Just remembered. May I have a drum roll, please, Gary?
How you doing? Welcome back.
I'm doing very well. There you are. I'm giving myself one.
The girl goes wild.
It's lovely to be back, Gary and John and Jean. How are you both this evening?
Great, thanks. And you?
Well, I am perfect, thank you.
And how are all the other lovely people? Good, I hope.
Yeah.
I don't go on the chat room when I'm on the program because I find it too distracting.
Oh, it is.
I don't really know what your comments are, but I'm sending all my love to you all anyway, very much so.
Oh, they're sending it all back. Oh, they're all saying Jane and sending out stuff. And
they
kisses.
All love. They're sending you love. They're cascading love. Your.
Oh, I can feel the love.
Yeah, so can I.
Thank you so much.
So you're going to tell us that we've got about 7 callers on the switchboard already, Jane. But you wanted to just tell us a little bit about communications from spirit first, didn't you?
Yes, I did. Well, before I do that, if you don't mind, I've chosen a card for yourself and all the listeners.
Oh, brilliant!
It's called Shield Yourself. This is out of Doreen Virtue's Angel Therapy Pack, and it's called Shield Yourself. And it says, protect yourself from harsh or fear-based energies by envisioning a cocoon of healing light surrounding you. And I think that's really, really important for us all just now. And I think we need to extend that to the whole planet and everyone on it. But this card also talks here about the amount of support we have from the spirit world. There are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 spirit people round about the person pictured in this card. And it also, as well, reminds me how important animals are at this time, whether they be pets or whether they be wild animals. So let's spare a thought for them as well.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so remember to shield yourselves. Just imagine yourself in that beautiful white light. And I always use the image of surrounding myself with a bubble. And I put a mirrored edge on it, a mirrored surface, so that anything comes my way, it's just bounced back. So that's a nice way of doing it. And just fill that balloon, that bubble you're in with beautiful energy, white, pink, golden, whichever colour sits right with yourself. And it's good, if you do that twice a day, you will most definitely notice the difference.
Yeah, that's brilliant.
That's
a lovely card from Doreen. So
You're welcome.
Communication with spirit. Well, why would we want to do it? Particularly with our loved ones, our friends, our acquaintances that have gone before us. Well, sometimes it's just to say hello. Sometimes it's to try and sort out unfinished business. And sometimes it's just to tell them that we love them and they love us. And, you know, why would they want to talk to us? Why would we have the dialogue between the two worlds? Well, I think often those that come back, there's that link of love that never goes. And love is in its broadest sense here. And they want us to know that they're all right. They also often want us to know that they've arrived safely on the other side and that they're out of pain. And what's important is, they want you to know that they're still aware of what's going on in your life and the people left here. Because as a spiritualist, I do believe that the spirit world is home. And this is a journey, a school, if you like, that we're on. And those that have gone before us have just gone home before us. Just caught the bus a little bit earlier, if you like to think of it that way. And that isn't making light of the situation at all, because even knowing that, obviously physical separation does hurt. But you can also communicate with your own spirit, you know, and that is a wonderful source of guidance, love and advice. And either way, whether it's connecting with those that you love in the spirit world or with your own inner spirit, you really have to intend to hear the spirit. You have to try and make the conditions right. You have to try, you have to accept that it's very subtle, whether it's your own spirit speaking to you or whether it's those from the other side of life. It's usually very subtle. And the biggie is, you have to trust. When you get those vibes, when you get that information, you really have to trust it. Now, how do people from the other side of life communicate? Well, they can communicate through a medium, or, you know, they prefer to communicate directly with those that they love here on Earth. And as I say, you really have to just give yourself some space to allow that to happen. You know, and often it'll be through some sign. The strongest way they have to communicate, because it's incredibly difficult for the spirit world to lower their vibration and get together the energy they need to communicate with us that are still on the earth. And, you know, so often they'll usually draw attention to something that we read or something that we listen to, a song or a poem. Or you have the other physical signs like feathers appearing or perhaps coins. And then you have to know that spirit's around you. And if you wonder who it is, it's good just to say, who's done that or who's given me that? And the first name that pops into your mind will be the person who's trying to communicate with you. But it is important, as I say, to allow space in your life to receive and to accept that communication. And as I said earlier, trust your vibes always, because that is your spirit really talking to you, not only your inner spirit, but it's also how your angels communicate with you. And very much you have to pay attention there to gut feelings. And a final word, just remember that meditation is listening to God or spirit, and praying is speaking to God or spirit. So that's a nice little thing to remember. Although you don't have to do anything formal when you want to speak to the spirit world. In fact, they will easily, just as easily, pick up a thought as in a spoken word. So that's beautifully comforting, I always think.
Quite lovely, yes.
Beautiful.
It's not a complicated or difficult or special thing to communicate with the spirit. It's just a case of some people find it easier than others, but it's like any other muscle in the body. You can work it and improve upon it. I mean, we are all spirit after all. It's completely natural.
Spirit in a physical body.
We're just spirits walking around in human form.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And one of my Glasgow colleagues says, in our meat suit.
In a meat suit, yes.
Which is a rather unglamorous way of looking at things, but quite so to it.
Oh, dear.
Yes.
That's sad.
I've been called a meat suit for years.
Yes.
But that's another story. It's another show. It's a family show. So we're moving forward.
You are
swiftly moving forward.
Yeah, I put the link in the chat room, so everyone just go ahead and click the link for the video, and pause the player and mute the sound. And when you've done that, send a heart in the chat room, and we'll move forward with the show.
That's on with a caller. In fact, while they're doing that, you can get the first caller on if you like, Gary.
I can, and I shall.
Thank you.
We'll get right to the first caller. Let me see. We've got so many. Okay. Yeah. We have 814, area code 814 called in. And 814, you are on the air. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Hi, my name is Dolly, and I'm calling from Pennsylvania. It's my first time listening to your show, and I'm enjoying it.
Hello, okay. Sally. Welcome to thank you for calling.
It's Dolly.
Hi, Sally.
Dolly.
D-O-L-L-Y.
Oh, Dolly.
Yes.
Dolly.
And I was
Dolly. D-A-L-L-Y, Dolly. That's
yeah, hello, Dolly.
Hello.
Got a song about her. Famous.
Yes. I was wondering if my guys or anyone that's crossed over had any messages for me.
Okay. Hi, Dolly. How are you tonight, darling?
Oh, I'm doing just fine.
Are
Thank you
good?
For having me.
you're very, very welcome. And it's always to welcome someone that's new to the show. Well, Dali, I'm very much aware that you have a grandmother. It feels like a grandmother in the spirit world. It may
yes.
even be a great-grandmother, but this lady I do know would have great grey hair, and she would be very traditional, probably wore it in a bun. Do you understand what I mean?
Probably worked at a what?
Worked in a bun?
She probably wore a, hair in a bun.
Yes, that would be my great-grandmother.
That's your great grandmother. That's what I felt. I said grandmother,
mm-hmm.
then I felt great grandmother. Now I know this lady was a very strong lady. She wasn't particularly large in stature. She did live to a considerable age, and my goodness, when she wanted something done, it was done. Would you understand that, Dali?
Yes. Yes.
She was the matriarch of the family, absolutely. Now, would she be your father's grandmother?
My grandma's mother, on my mother's side.
On your mother's side, because I am aware there's a man with her who's younger than her. Would you know who that was? Is your father still this side of life?
No, he's passed over.
He's passed. That's who I feel. I feel your father's very much there as well. And your father is showing me he's dressed in a suit, so I don't know whether there's a special occasion coming up round about your life. But he's a nice gentleman, very dapper, okay? But it's very much making me aware here that your grandmother was the absolute matriarch of the family.
Okay.
Would you understand where the name Jack would be related? Right,
Jack?
About your family somewhere? Jack, yes.
Not that
maybe
I know
Jake.
Of. Jake?
Jack or Jake?
No, not that I'm aware of.
All right. Well, maybe you can investigate that a little bit, Dali, but I do feel that name coming forward for you here. Okay. But I know that these two people are very much coming forward just now to give you that strength and to give you that little push forward here. Okay. Because I know very much your grandmother wants to push you in a specific direction. And she's saying to you here that you really know the path that you have to go. It's quite clear to you. And she doesn't understand why you're hesitating. Does that make sense to you?
Yes, it would be, yes. My spiritual journey.
Your spiritual journey, okay. And it's a long, wide path. And she's shown me herself physically getting behind you with her hands on your bottom here, pushing you. So I know
she
very, very much.
Foot.
No,
giving
not
her a kick out there.
Yeah.
Her hands.
Not that type of lady. She's not that type of lady, darling. She's definitely not. But she's very much working with you.
Okay. Thank you.
And so is your father. But he's much quieter than your grandmother, so she is your strongest. Your father's working with you as well. Now, does your father have very dark hair?
No, blonde hair.
He had blonde hair. Okay, I want to speak about a man here who has very dark hair, and I feel it's a direct relative of your grandmother.
Oh. Well, I've had more than one father.
Okay, dokie.
I was thinking of my biological father, but it could have been adopted or step. Do you see what I'm saying?
It could very much. I want to be quite a dapper man. I want to be dark hair, and I want to be a smoker at one time. You see, at one time I was a smoker, and I don't know whether I'm looking at someone with almost Italian-type looks. I'm not saying he was Italian, but that sort of dark look. So he's very much, he's a quiet strength. Very much to you, and he asked your mother.
He asked what?
He's asking after your mother. Your mother must still be this side of life.
Oh, okay.
He's asking how your mother is doing.
Thank you, Gary, for translating.
I don't talk to my mother. I haven't over 8 years.
Right. Well, that, no doubt that's why he's bringing that subject up.
Okay. Thanks, Gary.
Would you know who Mary is?
Pardon?
Would you know who Mary is?
Mary.
Mary.
Yes.
Mother Mary. And I'm not being funny. I'm not. I'm being serious.
Okay.
Mother, that's who came
right,
to me.
Well, okay. Well, if that's what it means to you, that's absolutely fine. Okay. But I want to talk to you about Shakespeare as well.
Okay.
Do you have an interest in Shakespeare or interest in writing plays or drama?
No, but I've been reading about different Ascended Masters, and there is one that does, actually yesterday, about doing plays and musicals.
Okay. You still there, darling?
Yes.
Right, okay. Well, that's just their way of giving you a little shove in the right direction, okay? And I know very much as well there's an American Indian works with you, and Gary said that's fine to call them American Indians, not American Indians.
Yeah, we prefer to be called Indians, yeah, not Native Americans. Yeah.
And I know this is a very young girl that works with you, and she's bringing you a lovely innocence, a lovely feminine aspect to your life. So I have to encourage you to please look at very much what was the feminine side of your life, and the simple things in life have to mean a lot to you. In fact,
okay.
Can I ask you to go back to basics a little bit as well, please?
Yes.
Go back to basics. It's always a good policy.
Go back to basics, okay? But your grandmother is saying that the road is wide and straight, so basically, get on it. Okay.
Thank you.
Okay, you're very, very welcome, darling. Know that your family's very close around you, and your grandmother's trying her best to guide you. And she says that to pay attention to what I said in the opening about listening and watching from signs for her, because you have seen her before.
Right, yes. And I see my brother-in-law, too.
Okay.
Well, thank you so much for calling.
Thank
Look
you.
Look after yourself,
it.
Darling.
Blessings to all. Thank you.
Thank you,
Dolly.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay.
Can we get straight on with the next caller?
Okay, we'll get straight on with the next caller.
Yeah.
And we have another caller. This is a caller. Someone called in on Click to Talk, I believe. And I believe I know who this is. Sinter. I believe this is. Is this Sinistery?
Yes, it is.
Hello. You're on the air.
Hi, Sin.
Hi.
Sin is
good, actually. This is my second time speaking with you, Jane. So that's
Hi, yes. I think I remember we spoke last time, didn't we?
Yeah, and you had such wonderful insights. I'm hoping that we can hear something great again today. That would be awesome.
That would be awesome. No pressure for me, Sin, then.
No pressure for you at all. I know you can do it.
She's good.
I know.
She's very good.
So do you have a particular question then, my dear?
Well, I'm going through some big changes here, and I'm just wondering if you might have some insight of when things might slow down and look a little cheerier. That might be a good word.
Cheerier, yes. There are so many of us in the same boat. It's a wonder the boat hasn't sunk, Sin, to be
Which
honest with you.
To be honest.
I know.
I'd rather swim.
I know.
I need
good.
A paddle. That's all I need.
It's all good. There's something very, very important about the moon with you, Sin. Very important. Does that make sense to you?
Yes. Yes.
The energy of the moon is really, I can't explain to you how much importance that is to you. And I feel that you have to seek guidance. I don't know much about goddesses, but if there was a moon goddess, that makes sense.
Yes.
Does that make sense to you?
Yes, it does.
Because I very much feel you're aligned with that. And again, as I said to the previous lady, but even more strongly with you, it's about that feminine energy, that really powerful feminine energy with you. So you have to assert yourself in a way that is powerful, but not at all masculine. And I want to say here, use your wiles. And I don't mean that in like a sexist way. I don't mean to flutter your eyelids. Unless you have to, really. Well, I know that you have so much inner strength. I just know you do.
Thank you.
Are you dealing with a lot? Are you dealing with a lot of family issues just now?
Yes, I am. Yes.
Yes. Uh huh. Well, that's where you have to be particularly strong. You have to be the leader here.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense?
Yes. Yes.
Also, in your working life, you have to be a leader too. In fact, in many, many areas of life, you're going to have to take the reins just now, because you might feel as if you're in a boat, but you're at the front of the boat, and a lot of people surrounding you are further back in the boat, and they haven't got a clue which direction they're steering in.
Okay.
Okay, does that make sense?
Yes. Yes, it does.
I do have a link to California, or an interest in California.
Yes, I do. Yes, I do.
Mm-hmm. I feel that's very strong with you, Sinistry.
Yeah.
Are you there at the moment?
No, actually, I live in Canada, but you're right about California. It's a place of dreams for me because it's a center, it's a hub for some activities with horses that I so enjoy and always thought I would live there.
Okay, well, I feel it's very, very strong with you, so check it out.
Okay.
I do. Finances, would you say finances are reasonable with you just now?
Their finances are at the head of the list right now.
Oh, they're at the head of the list. Okay. Well, finances, I'm definitely going to pick up. Now, you're either involved in painting or selling painting, or you've been visiting a gallery, something like that.
Oh, I paint.
You paint.
Yeah.
Okay. Can you please look at putting a show on in a gallery? Because I really feel your work's going receive a lot of attention.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.
And I want to see here you're painting with very bold colours.
Okay.
In a somewhat abstract way, but they're going to be fully spiritual energy, and it's going to lift so many people.
Okay.
All right, my dear. So get the paintbrush in hand. Get speaking to the moon goddess, and do
get
not
the
get
the paintbrush, off. Rembrandt.
Yes, exactly. Gary, thank you for saying that, because yes, ask the masters to come and work with you. That's exactly what to do. If you have an artist you particularly respect, ask his energy or her energy to come and work with you.
Okay, thank you.
Wow, lovely message there for you, Sin.
That is
fabulous.
I have an older lady for you as well, Sinistry, and again, I don't like to keep giving grammars, but I do feel this is a grandmother, and I do feel a beautiful, cuddly, loving energy.
Okay.
Does that make sense to you?
Yes.
And she wants to envelop you in a massive hug just now.
Oh, hugs are good. That's nice.
And she
says,
final thing, no more tears.
Oh, nice.
Oh.
Okay,
thank you so
darling.
Much. You've been just
look
wonderful.
You're welcome.
You're
angel blessings.
Thanks
you
for
too.
Calling in.
Thanks for living up to my idea of who you are. You're the best.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
that's so sweet. Oh, I love you.
Love you too. Bye.
Bye, Sin. Bye.
Bye.
Bye, Sinistry. How you doing,
bye.
Jane?
I'm doing good, Gary.
Yeah? Okay.
I'm loving it tonight.
All right. Well, are you ready for another caller, or what are we doing?
Yeah.
We're going to go
yeah.
straight on
yeah,
to the
another
next
caller. Yeah, straight on
okay,
to
we
the
have
next
one. 901. You are on the air. What's your name, and where are you calling from?
Hello. Lonnie's calling from Tennessee.
We
didn't
say
that again. You broke
that.
Up.
Hello.
Hello. Could you just
hello.
Repeat that? Hello.
Just go ahead and repeat what you just said.
I didn't catch your name, darling.
No.
Hello?
She's cutting out a bit.
Can you hear me?
Yes, we can. What's your name?
My name is Denise, and I'm calling from Tennessee.
From Tennessee.
Oh. Denise from Tennessee. Okay, hi.
Denise
hi.
From Tennessee. Hi, Denise. How
thank
are you this evening, my darling?
I'm good.
Good, good, good. Can I help you with anything in particular?
Tennessee.
Can I help you with anything in particular?
Do you have a question for Jane or?
Yes, I would like to know what my angels, just a message from my angels.
A message from your angels. Okay.
Yes.
Before I do that, Denise, I must tell you there is a man very strongly in the spirit world standing with you. And it's so strong, I know it has to be a husband or a father. Would you understand that?
Yes.
Thank you. This man is telling me that he knows that you often feel very alone and very lonesome. And he's urging you not to feel too down, but to try and fill your life with more positive things.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yes. Does he see a relationship coming in for me soon? Or see anyone around me?
Hold on one second, Denise, because what I want to tell you, what this man wants to tell you, is you must get yourself out more socializing.
Okay.
Do you understand? I feel your home. Well, he tells me you're home too much. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay. And he tells me that does not improve your mood at all. You must get out. And he tells me as well that you're interested here in looking at a diet, a healthy eating, and an exercise plan. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. This is all things you're thinking about, okay? And this man very strongly wants you to know that you are not on your own, never. Okay? Do you have a cat at the moment?
No, I don't have a cat. Cats and
you
I
have
don't
cat.
Well.
Cats and you don't. Well, I've got to tell you, there's an energy of a cat very strongly around about you. Did you
really?
Have a cat when you were a child or previously?
Always been afraid of them.
Isn't that strange?
Yeah,
well,
I can't be in the same room with a cat.
You can't be in the same room. Well, maybe that's why they're giving me the cat here, but I don't know why, but this cat energetically is winding itself round about your legs. Are you a single lady?
Yes, I am.
Yeah, Okay, and that might be part of the message as well, okay? So what we want to look at is getting you out a lot more. If you don't like cats, think about getting yourself a little dog, if your working pattern suits that, because that would be good company and it would get you out and about a bit more. Would you be open to the idea of getting a dog?
I thought about it.
You've thought about it. Okay. And see, when you take the dog a walk, just
what
look
color
out for who you meet.
Do you see a color on the cat?
Do you see a color? I've just said the cat was black and white.
Oh, my goodness. That must be my little dog then. And she always reminded me of a cat. I told her that she reminds me of a cat. Because she acts like a cat.
Ah, right.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe that's why she's showing herself as a cat. That's strange, isn't it? So this man is very, very close. So he is acting as a guardian angel, but I believe that angels have never lived in this planet. But people who have passed can act as guardian angels, very much looking out for you. And this man is often around your home surroundings, not in a scary way, in a positive way. Looking after you, because as I say, he realises where you've been and what your thought processes have been. I'm choosing a card for you here. Oh, this is lovely. Wow. I'm going to have a reading from you, Denise, because I've picked the mediumship card for you.
Wow.
Now, do you remember
okay,
I said at the start of...
Oh, bet I missed that.
I have chosen the mediumship card for you.
So she wants a reading from you now.
What?
So you're psychic. You're psychic, Denise.
You're psychic. But if this card says, Denise, it says here, you have the natural ability to connect with departed loved ones. And that's what I said at the start of the show. We all do, but it's particularly strong in you. So just send a thought to this man and whoever else you want to connect with in your family, because I know you have a lot of family on the other side and they will never be far away from you. I know as well here that you've had much, much heartache in your life, and I know that there's a lot of healing coming from the other side for that. Okay, my dear?
There you go.
So get out and about a bit more and see what happens with new friendships and new and relationships with that.
Okay.
Angel blessings.
Thank you for calling.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Denise.
Many blessings to you. Alrighty.
Okay.
How you holding up? Is this fine? You need some water or anything?
I'm good. Well, I have a can of Diet Coke.
Diet Coke?
Yeah, but I'm scared to drink, Gary, in case I make rather unpleasant noises through the
We'll excuse you, Jane.
That would not be good.
Well, you know, I don't know. If you get a little flavoring in that Diet Coke, I'd be, afraid it'd be scary to drink or something.
No,
you don't mix spirits. You don't mix
She is Scotch. She is Scotch, you know.
Scotch.
She is Scotch, you know. And, you know, I'm sure you have enough chasers, too.
Yeah. I'm Scottish, and Scotch is a drink.
That's right.
Yeah.
And I bet you have a lot of chasers.
Chasers. No comment.
Uh-huh. I thought so. Okay, we're going to move on to the next caller. And the caller is a 416 area code, and we'll go ahead and bring you on. 416, you're on the air. What's your name, and where are you calling from?
Hi, my name's Monique. I'm calling from Canada.
Hi, Monique.
Hello, Monique.
What a beautiful name.
Thank you.
Have we spoken before, Monique?
No, never.
No. Well, it's lovely to speak to you this evening.
Me too. I'm very excited.
There's nothing to be nervous about.
There's many things I'm wondering about, but I think, can I just ask if there's like any messages? Because I'm just trying to sort of figure out a lot of things at the moment, and any clarity would be helpful.
No, darling. I can tell by your energy. As soon as you come on, I said to you, there is nothing to be nervous about, because I know you're absolutely very totally strong at the moment, if I can put it like that.
Okay.
And really what I want to say to you is really to breathe and just try and relax, okay? Because I did speak earlier about connecting with your own spirit, Monique. And that's very much what you need to do. Are you okay, my dear?
I am. Yeah, I'm just listening.
That's good. Okay. So do you do any type of meditation, or just do you ever just sit and listen to music?
I do meditate, yep, and listen to music.
Good, excellent. And do you feel that you're in touch with your spirit?
I think so.
I know by your hesitation that you're just wondering about that there, because the reason why I'm saying it is because I just know that you have all the answers within you that you need here. You really don't need me to give you guidance. But the thing is that you're not believing, or you're choosing not to believe, or people are trying to influence you away from what you truly know. Does that make sense to you?
It does.
Yeah. Okay. Because very strongly I have to say to you, the answers are all inside of you. Okay. And as I say that, I feel a very strong pull in my heart here. So I know there's emotional issues as well round about you. Would you understand the name Jim in the spirit world, Monique?
No.
Okay. Would you understand the name Jim this side of life?
No. No, I don't know. I'm not close to
him. That's fine. Don't worry about it. It may be someone that's yet to come into your life. okay? So just look out for Jim coming into your life. Spirit world can see a little bit further ahead than us, but it's very important never to let a medium or a psychic run your life for you. And particularly with you, I have to stress you are so able to do it yourself, okay? Now, I have just, I don't know whether you are a religious person, Monique, but I've just had the image of Jesus flash very much in front of me here. Mm-hmm. Does that make sense to you?
I'm very open to all sort of ascended masters and all, yep.
Okay. Do you work with the healing energies at the moment?
Yes.
Okay. So then you know that you're working with a very high healing energy. Okay. But what I need to say to you here is you need to use some of that healing for yourself. Okay. So for you, it's very much a time of self-care and nurturing and finding a still point where you can let your spirit speak to you and guide you. As soon as you get that trust, then you're going to fly. Okay. And you are going to fly as well. You must be going on a plane journey shortly.
Okay, I don't have one planned, but that sounds wonderful, yeah.
Okay, well, watch where that comes out, and that's going to be a very positive thing for you, okay? Is there anything in particular you would like guidance on?
The two things that I think are most sort of concern to me, there's what just I'm trying to sort of discern a career path at the moment without, achieving clarity, but I think what you just said about meditation and going within will help with that. The second thing is just regarding love. There's someone, I'm in a relationship, but there's someone from my past that I still, it's hard to put into words, but I get very vivid dreams, and it's been about 12 years or so, and so it's just I still get these very intense dreams, and I always sort of feel like there's something unresolved there, like there's no contact between us, but so I've been trying very hard to heal that connection and cut cords and forgive and but I
good
still
girl.
Feel
good.
Pardon?
Okay, that's very good, cutting the cords and forgiving. What you can do as well is you can say to the person, you can bless them with love.
Okay.
And bless you with love and the person's name. For some reason I want to say Greg. I'm not sure if his name's Greg, but I bless you with love and I release you. You are free and I am free. Okay? Now, the other thing is, he may be one of your soulmates in this life. He may be. But you know yourself, you may have to move on and leave that in the past. And if you're still having a lot of thoughts about him, it may be because you haven't met the right person yet. It may be. Okay? When you talk about career path, I feel yoga very strongly with you. Do you do yoga already?
A little bit.
A little bit. Have you thought about teaching it?
No, not really. No, I'm not in sort of the you know, I'm not very flexible, so it would be kind of funny to, but.
You're not at that level. Okay.
No.
Well, I just feel yoga very, very strongly with you. I've got to say that to you. And I feel health and nutrition very strongly with you as well. So, and you've got amazing healing energies. So definitely look in that field somewhere. And I realise that may be not where you are just now, but that's very much worth looking for. You have a lot of issues you need to settle. You know it yourself. And looking in will help. Finally, I'm going to choose your angel card. Goddess. I love this card. Express your divine feminine energy, embracing its magical intuition, what we've been talking about, and nurturing qualities, also what we've been talking about. So the goddess is within, and wow, it's so beautiful. And I have to tell you, you will find happiness.
Wow.
Lovely.
Hey, Monique.
Thank you so much, Jane.
Thanks, angel blessings.
You too. Thank you.
Thanks
very
for calling.
Thank you.
Bye, Monique.
Blessings to you.
Goodbye.
Bye, Monique.
Do you want to take a music break, Jane? Or would you like to...
Take a music break. I could have a quick drink of Diet Coke.
Okay.
And how that goes.
Okay, shall we do the video, Gary?
Let's do the video.
Yeah.
I will put. I'll post the link into the chat room.
Okay.
And you can cue everyone.
Yeah. Okay.
There's the link, and everyone click the link and pull up the player, pause the player. When you've done that, and mute the sound, and when you've done that, give us a heart in the chat room, and Jen, with her inimitable fashion, will cue everybody and count us all down.
Okay, well, I'm now on switchboard, so I can't see the chat room, so can you let me know when the hearts are up, please, and we'll get
I
straight
shall.
On the video.
There's a bit of a delay, so we'll wait. There's a 15-second delay, so we're waiting for the delay,
okay.
And here come the hearts.
And straight after the video, Gary, we won't do the ceremonies. We'll get straight on with another caller.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah, we do have lots of callers waiting in
queue.
Yeah,
we do tonight. Yeah, today. Okay, so tell me when the hearts are up, and I'll do the...
The hearts are up, and you may queue at any time.
Okay, so it's 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, press play. Gorgeous, that song. It's called Universal Mother. And are you back on, Jane? Hello?
Are you back, Jane? Hello?
I think
hi,
she went for
here.
Okay. I thought she was going after one of her chasers.
I thought she'd fallen in the cam.
Are you ready for another caller?
Yes, I'm ready for another caller. Thank you, Gary.
Okay, well, the next caller is from 610 area code, and we'll go ahead and bring them on. 610, you are on the air. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Hi, thanks for taking my call. My name is Marie, and I'm calling from Delaware.
Hello, Marie from Delaware.
Hi.
Hi, Marie.
Hi, and my question is about my relationship situation. Is there anything I can know about it or, you know, any advice?
Well, I like your energy very much, Marie. You are a lady that knows her mind quite well, I would say.
Lovely positive attitude, hasn't she?
You're still there. Good. I thought I had lost you for a moment there.
Yeah,
she's
no, I'm
a
here.
Lovely positive. Hi. Sorry, Dylan. I thought I had lost you for a moment. You do. You've got a lovely positive attitude. And in most things, you know very much where you are going. But there is something you can't quite put your finger on with this relationship.
Right.
Does that make sense with you?
Yeah, definitely.
Uh-huh. Okay. Can you give me your partner's name, please?
Jim.
Jim. Okay. That's funny. We had a Jim in the rat last caller. Okay. Jim. Is Jim quite a tall gentleman?
He's around 6 foot.
6 foot. That's fine. That's what I'm feeling with him. And is Jim not too good at talking about his feelings?
Yeah, definitely. Right. That's him.
Uh-huh. That's what I feel. But I feel with him, it's a quietness, it's an internal shyness I feel with him, rather than anything else. Does that make sense to you?
Okay.
Say no if it doesn't.
Okay. Well, no, it could. Maybe. Yeah, maybe.
Okay, maybe. Maybe's good. I'm good with a maybe.
Maybe.
Okay. I think you'll find with Jim, he has been through relationships before that have most definitely made him back off from commitment. I feel he has been divorced or has been in a very serious relationship which did not end well.
That's the one with me, actually. We've been together 30 years, and he moved out a year ago, but I was hoping we would get back together, but perhaps what you're picking up on is...
No. Oh, bless, darling. Bless. Okay. All righty. Well, I do feel that communication is the main issue between the two of you.
Yeah.
Okay. So it's never going to be... I don't think, what you want in terms of being able to talk about himself, about his feelings, about the things you want. Now, I think to me the case is whether you can accept him or being the way he is, or whether that behaviour, that type of personality is unacceptable to you.
Well, I was kind of able to accept it, but it's him that can't. I don't know. I don't think he's the one that can accept our relationship. He's the one that's ending it. Although nobody's filed any paperwork.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. I do feel very, very much it's down to communication. And communication is such a basic thing, you know, and you are, I feel, the stronger of the two in the relationship.
Hmm.
And sometimes men, cover your ears, Gary, sometimes men can be a little bit funny about this kind of thing.
Well, it's primarily a conditioning thing. Men feel, and they know how to feel. But talking about discussing their feelings, sharing their feelings is more of a conditioned thing.
Yes, it is. And even men you've been married to for 30 years can often have problems with being with a strong woman.
But they can feel. Men feel just like women do. It's just we have been trained to not necessarily pay attention to them.
What you've just said, Gary.
That is interesting, yeah.
Do I win the prize for that?
That's a nice music. I don't know where it's coming from, but it's really nice.
Did that mean I won a prize?
I don't know who hit that file.
I'm going to choose a card for you. Okay, Marie, I've chosen a card for you.
You got to love Bong Talk Radio. Sorry about that.
Yes, you get it. Let's just blame it on spirit this evening, Gary. And singing and dancing. Express yourself and awaken your psychic senses through the magical power of music and movement. Okay. Now, this card often talks about having a good time and
well,
the need to have a good time.
Okay.
Okay. So I'm very, very much urging you here to go and do that, and do not sit and think about things that are past. Try and just think of the present. And I tell you as well as a fantastic amount of healing coming for you from the spirit world, and there is a lot of growth and new starts coming towards you. So I wouldn't say that the relationship is doomed and dead. I would say it could be reconnected, but I also feel you can reconnect with another man.
Okay.
Does that make sense to Marie?
Yeah, sure.
Do you have a car at the moment, darling?
Do I have a what?
You're evolving. You are evolving.
You are evolving. Yes, very much is evolving. Do you have a car? Do you drive?
Oh, yes, of course. Yeah.
Right, good. Okay. You say yes, of course, but in Scotland, half the population has a car and half does not.
Really?
So it's not completely usual for us over here. So what I want you is to see you driving out into nature and being very much with nature, because I can tell you that you're going through an incredibly spiritual time. And as Gary said, evolving is absolutely the right word for you. And you have a choice here, whether you go down a positive route, make the most of your time every minute of every day, and find out a bit more about the spiritual side of life if you're interested in that. And get out there and enjoy yourself and see what happens.
Okay, thank you so much.
I wish you all the best, Marie.
Thank you.
Angel blessings, darling.
Thank you very much. Bye-bye.
Oh, lovely lady. Good luck to her. Ain't you got a choice of two guys, from the sounds of it?
Quite possible, yes. that might be nice, Jan, mightn't it?
Yeah. Hey, we've got Dennis in the chat room. Hi, Dennis. He's on about drive bagpipes.
Our friend Dennis. Yes.
Yeah.
Oh,
spiritual
the
pilot
new Dennis.
There. You know Dennis. Everybody knows Dennis. Right, are
everybody
we time for another
Dennis.
Caller? Because we need to bash on if we can.
Yes. We'll press on with the utmost dispatch. We have area code 503. 503, you are on the air. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Hi, my name's Koos, and I'm calling from Oregon.
Koos! Hello, darling.
Yeah.
Thank you for calling.
Hi.
How are you doing?
Namaste. Well, I'm riding,
hello, darling.
Riding the wave like everybody else. That's what I'm doing.
That's a good thing to do.
Yeah. How are we spelling Koos?
K-U-S. It's just short for
K-U-S.
Another name that I use. Yeah. K.
Okay,
K U S. It's short for
Kusumataji, is it?
Kusumapida is my name.
Oh,
but,
sorry.
Yeah, that's okay. Kusumataji is another thing.
Yeah.
But anyway, I'm calling because, to hear you, because I respect you, and it's amazing that I even got on the show because I've been here for quite a while.
Oh, darling.
The crossroads.
Just take
crossroads.
A deep breath, Koos.
Oh, yes.
Just take a nice deep breath, darling. That's it.
Thank you.
Are you okay now?
Oh, yeah. I'm good.
Good.
I'm at the crossroads. So
I heard you're at the cross.
I'm at the crossroads. Yes.
Okay.
I'm at the choice point.
The choice point, okay.
Yes.
Is this in one particular thing in life or many, many things in life?
So many things in life, but actually it's where I choose to go from this point physically is going to definitely be a big thing in my life. So...
Okay.
I'm
going to
that?
Nice. don't know what it is. Just try to get over it. Tell lovely Gary sorts it out, because I know he will. He'll find one of those buttons to press and it'll disappear. You see, there it's gone. Okay, Chris, there is at least three roads that you could go. There is one road in particular that is very, very strong, and I feel is the correct path for you. And I feel that this has been very strongly signaled to you. So I wonder why you're being reluctant to choose this path.
Yes, because I just want more confirmation. I tend to second guess myself because of so many decisions I've made in the past. So I'm very, very, before I take this next step, I really want to feel 100% sure, or as close to that as I can.
That's a good comment, Saturday. As close to that as you can. What is the two
things? Or rather, I have the duffel bag and I'm stepping off the cliff.
Right, okay. We don't want you stepping off any cliffs, but you know there's only death taxes that are 100%, because now, no matter which road you go, you will learn your lesson and it will make you stronger. I know you've been very much pulled down with some of the wrong paths you've taken, or what you perceive as the wrong path. They're not wrong paths. They were just lessons in a different form. And what I'm being told here, actually, by your guides and your angels, is that what you have done has accelerated your learning through this lifetime. Does that make sense to you?
Oh, I know that's
right.
True. I chose it. Yeah.
Right, okay. Yes, I know. You wonder at times why you chose it, because I can actually see you here up to your knees in mud and hardly unable to take the next step forward. But I want to say to you here, there is a path, a particular path, and it seems to be right in front of you, and it seems to be the obvious one, and it's very strongly highlighted for you. I am seeing that in my spiritual vision right now. Okay? And I see you setting off like Dick Whittington, if you know who Dick Whittington is, with your sandwich. Okay, Dick Whittington. Well, you can Google him. What about that? You can Google him. But he's a character in a poem, and he set off to London to find his fortune. And all he had was a sandwich.
Oh, yeah, yeah, okay. Uh-huh.
Yeah, yeah, and his cat with him. And I feel that's what it's going to be like with you. You won't be taking that much on this journey, just enough to survive.
Yes, I have a duffel bag.
Right? You have a duffel bag, exactly. And you put a cheese sandwich in it, and I have confidence here, because for some reason I see you on your own, going a journey with yourself as well. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah.
Very, very much this is a journey to find out about yourself, and there is going to be times ahead where you are going to have quite a bit of solitude in your life, but you are on a mission, you are on a path here, very, very much so, and you have to cross a bridge. I know that as well. Is this helping you?
Cross a bridge.
Now, cross a bridge may be... That may be, what's the word I'm looking for, not practical, but that may be a way of saying that you may have an obstacle.
Yeah, the bridge of perspective, to get I understand.
Yeah, and there's emotions here that you have to cross over as well.
Oh, okay, so, all right, it's an ocean journey. Well,
I'm
my son wants to move to India.
India, I feel very, very strong with you. I do. That's exactly why I'm talking about going on a journey, solitude, all this kind of thing. That's exactly where the type of thing I'm thinking about. But it is entirely up to you whether you do that or not.
Yeah.
And I said to you, you won't be taking much with you.
No.
I would suggest you go for 2 years. I don't know if it's spoken about, but I would suggest you might go for 2 years.
Yeah. Okay.
Living like the light workers fun.
Yeah, traveling light as well.
Travel.
That's good for light worker, traveling light.
Let me tell you this, Chris. you will have some amazing experiences. You will not regret it.
Yeah, I know that's true. I know that's true. Whatever choice I make, I will, and I always have. Okay. I have one other question.
Okay, darling. Before you ask that question, right, and I know you're a little bit worried by what I've been saying, but at the end of the day, it's up to you. The card I want to give you, I've chosen for you, is Archangel Michael. Now, he's standing here, and he has his sword ready to defend you. Pardon me?
Yeah. He was there last time.
And he was there last time, okay. You cannot go wrong when he is... Excellent. You're working very closely with this powerful Archangel who's protecting and guiding you through this situation. There is a massive amount of people and beings in the spirit world interested in what you're doing and looking after you. And there's a lot of love to be found and a lot of spirituality in your journey. Honestly, go with your gut.
Oh, I know. It's always been that way.
As I said at the start of the show, that's how the spirit world speaks to you often. But if Archangel Michael's working with you, he will look after you through whatever. He saved my life at least 3 times.
Aww.
I hope that helped you.
Sorry, we're going to have to put in there thank you for calling, because we've got 15 minutes left, and we still have 8 callers.
Okay. All right. Am I going to find my car? Is my car coming back?
Is your car coming back? Ask Archangel Michael to bring it back.
My car got stolen 2 days ago.
Ask Archangel Michael. There's something about keys. Have you still got the keys, or somebody's got the keys?
I've got all the keys here.
Well, what are we going to do? All the callers are still on the line. We'll try and get round to you. We won't do any ceremonies tonight. How about that?
Right. We're just going to get straight through to the callers. We still have 5 on board with us. And we'll just move straight on to the next one, which is 360. 360, you're on the air. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Oh, my name is Lori, and I'm calling from Washington State.
Hi, Lori.
Hi, Lori.
Hi.
What question do you have for Jane?
Sorry.
I'm kind of missing my son a lot, and I'm wondering how he's doing. He's in the Navy.
Bless, darling. Here we go. I have to give you a grandmother again in the spirit world, and I have to link with the name Anna.
Does that make sense to you, Lord?
No. Okay. Now, I'm not saying your grandmother's name. I'm not saying it is your grandmother's name. Don't tell me what your grandmother's name is, darling. I'm saying there's a link to the name Anna. Okay?
Clara was my grandmother's name. And Margaret.
That's okay. It's okay. Don't tell me any more names, darling. Let me tell you some names, okay?
Okay.
Now, would you understand where there's a Polish link to your family?
A what?
Polish.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. Okay. So you know that your ancestors, and I want to speak about a man in particular here, are very, very close by, okay? And they are very much looking after your son and looking after yourself. Now, there was someone in your family who was either a sailor or in the Merchant Navy, or certainly a seagoing person in the past.
Yeah, my great-grandfather.
Thank you, my dear. Okay, and he wants to know that he's going to keep your son safe.
Wow.
Now, has your son just been through something like a parade, a coming out parade with the Navy? Because I see him very much dressed up in a formal ceremonial uniform here.
Hmm. Yeah, I don't know. He hasn't been speaking with me, and I'm wondering when and if he will.
Oh, bless you, darling. Okay. Okay. Well, let me just have a little... Let me just tune into... What's your son's name?
Mark.
Mark. Okay.
Yeah.
And I know as I tap into Mark's energy here, he is a strong-willed boy, and he's quite obstinate. Was there some discussion over a girlfriend or ex-girlfriend of his at one time?
Pardon?
Was there some discussion or disagreement between you and Mark about a girlfriend of his at one time?
No. When I went to his graduation, I ended up sitting next to his girlfriend at the time, but we never had any discussion or anything.
No disagreements.
No disagreements. Okay, that's absolutely fine. But I do feel there is a woman in his life just now that he is quite strongly involved with, okay? So I think that's taken up most of his thought processes. So I think it may be worthwhile, and I don't know what the argument was about here, and I'm not being told, but it may be worthwhile you giving out an olive branch. If you have an email address or a mobile phone number, to send an email or a text saying, hi, you know,
yeah,
it's me, thinking of you. Love, Mom.
Yeah, I've tried to send him letters and stuff, but I've gotten no word.
Okay. But what I want you to do is, I don't want you to put a lot in the letters. I just want you to keep it very basic, like I have said to you. Okay? I do believe there will be a child comes round about your son within the next couple of years. I want to say 23 months. And I do think that will be the point where a difference will be made. But I don't think he'll live particularly close by you. I'm feeling Baltimore for some reason.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I know you're feeling very worried about this, Laurie, but I want you now, I don't want you to worry about it. I want you to ask the angels to please solve the relationship issues between you and Mark to help heal them, okay? I don't want you to be sitting there worrying, because that brings negativity to the situation. We need to bring love to the situation, okay? Mm-hmm. And Archangel Shamuel in particular heals relationships, and Archangel Michael will look after Mark while he's away, okay? And like a previous caller, I want you please to get a little bit more in your life. You're too inward focusing just now, Laurie. Do you understand? You're too inward focusing in your life at the moment.
You're too inward focusing.
Oh, yeah.
Move your focus toward outward.
Yes.
Okay.
I feel you would be... I don't know if you work, Laurie, but I feel you'd be absolutely fantastic at charity work and with other people, and I would really urge you to look at that if you don't have a day job at the moment.
My finances aren't too good right now.
Oh, bless you, darling. Oh, well, here's Archangel Michael again, and he's working very closely. He's protecting you and guiding you through this situation. Okay? So, again, a very loving, very powerful card. A lot of people in the spirit world have said to you, a lovely grandpa or great-grandfather here trying to cheer you up. This chat with the Polish connection. Please, please. This, you know what he's telling me here? We lived in beetroot, is what he's saying to me. So he's trying to bring a sense of humour to your whole situation. Get any advice you need about financial. Seriously think about doing some charity work. It will help for a day job as well. But I really want you need to start counting your blessings. And I know it's very hard in your current situation, but I do feel that there's a good opportunity for things to be healed with your son.
Yeah. Absolutely, yeah. Well, thank you so much for calling.
Thank you, Laurie.
Thanks, Laurie. That's my daughter's name. But we're only going to have time for one more caller, I think, because we've only 7 minutes left. So just very quickly, if we could, please. I'm sorry about the people who've been left hanging on the line. Oh.
Me too.
Yes.
Just for the angels looking after you. No.
Yeah, and Dennis wanted a message as well. He's in the chat room. But we're going to have to be really fast.
Yes, we have time for one more caller. And once again, yeah, I reflect my apologies as well to those who may not make it, but we'll get you next month. And meantime, we have 661. You're on the air. 661, what's your name and where are you calling from?
It's Violet, and I called in late in the show. That's pretty cool.
Hey, Violet.
Yeah. Hi, and of course, I have talked to you before. And it was something that you said earlier that I kind of wondered if it was anything about me. So I just leave it open for you to tell me anything that's coming through.
Okay, Violet. I love your name. It's Violet, your given name.
No, Violet Light is my handle. Is my
Violet Light.
Creating myself. Mm-hmm.
Oh, it's absolutely beautiful. I love it very, very much. Okay.
Thank
I do know that she's lovely. I do know that you have a fantastic healing energy with you. And I do know that you have, I want to say here, a choir of angels with you. I see about three or four of them here. And I don't know, Violet, whether you've ever actually heard any singing or any music that you couldn't trace the source of. But if you haven't, I feel very much you will. Oh, you okay?
Yeah. I think that was someone else. I said, no, I haven't heard music before.
Okay.
I mean, in that capacity.
Could you listen out then, Violet, because I know here that the angelic realms are wanting to cheer you up and boost you up and give you a lovely boost of energy here. Okay, because I know that your energy levels haven't been quite what they have and what they could be in recent times. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah, okay. Definitely.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because you've been a little bit unwell, haven't you?
There's some certain things that I'm going through. There's been some pain and adjustment. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Very much. Were you mugged or attacked once upon a time, Violet?
I'm sorry, say that again.
Have you ever been mugged?
Were you mugged or attacked at some time?
I had a period of time when, you know, I chose my life too, and it's made me strong, okay? There are a couple of things. There was a situation when I was 7. There was also a situation around the time of my first son being born, so I don't know which you might be referring to.
Right, okay. Well, all I know is that there's a massive amount of healing come down and still coming down for you because these things left a very, very deep impression, a very deep scar on you, okay? So that has to be acknowledged. All right, my dear?
Mm-hmm.
Now, what did you... Was there a particular question? Because I know we don't have much time.
We've got 2 minutes left.
We haven't even got that. We're going to say goodbye and tell you about next week's guest and all sorts. Well, can you make it a 20 seconds there?
Right. I'm going to choose your card. I'm going to choose you. Oh, my goodness. Archangel Michael, again, 3 times come out. You are protected. You are safe. You are secure. Go forward. He's got the flaming sword out and he's going to absolutely protect you. Okay? I'd have to talk to you about Melchizedek. So... Please, or Merlin, or whoever you want to call him, is very close with you, that energy.
Interesting. Thank you.
Brilliant.
Thank you so much, Violet. Sorry it had to be quick, darling.
Thanks.
Sorry,
you.
And cook, everybody. I'm really sorry. But next week we've got Heaven Blessed. Thank you to the people who called in. Sorry to the people who didn't take your call. But Jamie's here every Monday of the first of the month, every first Monday of the month, if you want to call in again. And we'd like to say thank you very much to Jane, and thank you to Gary. Thank you for all the lovely people who called in and all the lovely people in the chat room, the great energy you co-created. And so if you just want to say good night, guys, we're going to play.
Thank you, everyone.
The Spirit in the Sky by Norman Greenbaum. Thank you very
thank
much.
You, Jane. Thank you, Jane. Thank you,
everybody.
Thank you. Love you all. Bye.
Thank you.
Thank you, everyone. We love you. Thank you.